So I think we have joined with Thursday Dhamma discussion. Actually, we are conducting the Dhamma discussion, English Dhamma discussion on Thursdays till Bhante Dhamma Jiva returns. So we were discussing Tuataka Sutta and we have arrived the last verse, right? The last verse we need to discuss. So let me recite in Pali first and then the Sinhala meaning and then we'll get into the discussion. Abibhuhi so anabibhuto sakkidhammang aniti hamadassi tasmahi tassa bhagavato sasane appamatto sada na massa manusikheti namassa manusikheti abibhuhi so anabibhuto sakkidhammang aniti hamadassi tasmahi tassa bhagavato sasane appamatto sada namassa manusikheti. So the Sinhala meaning goes like this. Abibhuhi so anabibhuto. Rupadiya medalu e buduhu. Kelesun vising. No medu nahu. Sakkidhammang aniti hamadassi. Mese velai natakanalada atma patyaksho dharme dutuseka. Tasmahi tassa bhagavato sasane. Appamatto sada namassa manusikheti. එහෙයින්ම ඒ භාගතුන් වහන්සේගේ ශාසනයෙහි අප්‍රමත්ත වූයේ හැම කල්හි තුන්දොරින් බුදුන් වඳිමින් ත්‍රිශික්ෂායෙහි හික්මෙන්නේයි වදාළසේක. So as far as I understood the meaning, abibhuhi so anabibhuto, so certain ones actually he has penetrated and he has not been overwhelmed by the defilements. So the Dhamma, which is not cert, or how to say, Sakki Dhammang Aniti Hamadassi. So, Mesevila Notakana Lada Atma Patyaksha Udharme Durseka. Can't understand that part. Tasmahi Tassa Bhagavato Sasane Appamatto Sada Namassa Manusikheti. So, in the Buddha's dispensation, in his sasana, so without being heedless, one is heedfully restraining himself. So the we'll see what Buddha with Bhikkhu Bodhi, how he has translated.
For he is a conqueror who is himself unconquered. He saw the Dhamma as a witness.
As a witness.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Not by hearsay. Therefore, heedful in the Blessed One's teaching, always honoring it, one should train in accordance with it.
So now I think that we get a very deep meaning. Can you repeat the meaning again?
For he is a conqueror who is himself unconquered.
Unconquered. So here, Abibhu and then Anabibhu. Abibhu is the one conqueror. Anabibhu is cannot conquer. He is indispensable. Something like that. So the Abibhu is that he has conquered. So basically we can say Buddha has conquered all the defilements. He has crossed to the other shore. So something like that we can. So the crossing over. So the defeat in the defilements. Abandoned in the defilements. So that can be represented in the term Abibhu. And on the other hand, Anabibhu. So that represents the others. So he is the supreme one. He is the supremely enlightened one. So as a result of that, so no one else is. No one else can surpass him. So that is the Anabibhu. So Abibhu is where he becomes he is abandoning all the defilements and he conquers all the defilements. And on the other hand, once he is the supremely enlightened Buddha, so no one else can surpass him. So he becomes the Anabibhu. And then the other part?
He saw the Dhamma as a witness, not by hearsay.
Not by hearsay. So that is an extremely important part. So it is not that he simply say something by hearing from someone else. So he himself has seen it, he himself has realized it, and then he is teaching it. So given that sort of what we call as the pachakkana jnana, where he has realized as his and he has seen it. So that's even say for example during our meditation. So once we are preparing ourselves with a certain amount of concentration and certain amount of mindfulness. So now it is our task to do the investigation. So during the investigation, we are witnessing the whole process in under our very nose. So things are happening right now. So I am fully aware. I am maintaining kind of a distance, and I am capable of understanding the reality as it is. It is not that I am borrowing it from someone else. It is not a hearsay. Rather, I myself have to see it. So that is the pachchakkhana, where you have the very, direct knowledge, we can say. It's a direct knowledge. So that direct knowledge is something that Buddha also emphasized to the others as well, to their followers. So that is being emphasized during the throughout the actually Satipatthana, where you are supposed to directly experience whatever going on, and you have to investigate that in a sort of unbiased manner. So, and it is not a hearsay. So typically, if we consider many teachers, so they have something coming from, a previous generation, maybe coming from a holy teaching, which is coming from something very secret, something very sacred, and it is not ready to expose that. It's a kind of a hearsay. So they say, okay, this is the way it is. This is kind of a dogmatic teaching. But here, Buddha's teaching, on the other hand, he witnessed the truth, and he is explaining it, and others also can see it, isn't it? There is nothing to hide. So everything is very much like open, inviting us to come and see. It's open. So one can develop the necessary qualities, the skills, and using those skills and qualities, one can properly see the things as they truly are, as the Buddha has seen, something like that. So that is very significant, and we can say kind of phenomenal when we consider with the other teachings, another teacher in another way. And yeah, pachakkhana is pratyakshana. Yeah, kind of verifiable knowledge. So he is very direct knowledge. It's not that you are borrowing the knowledge from someone else, and you have the direct experience. You have seen it. You have experienced it. Yeah. So the next part.
Therefore, heedful in that Blessed One's teaching, always honor it, one should train in accordance with it.
Yeah, so that is quite obvious. Tasma hitasya bhagavato sasane appamatto sada namassa manusikheti. So seeing this kind of particular interesting quality, so now one has to restrain oneself, develop oneself, train oneself in a heedful manner in the Buddha's dispensation. So that is very much tasmahi tassa bhagavato sasane appamatto sada namassa manusikheti. Okay, anything else you can add to the from the commentary? Actually, the typical in the Sinhala, the Pali commentary also, there is nothing particularly mentioned about this particular verse, it seems. Am I correct?
I looked at it the other day, and I noticed that Bhikkhu Bodhi went through some of the previous things that were covered in the sutta and just mentioned that these are the things that one should work at. And, you know, because I'm thinking that the last verse is referring to the whole sutta. So it's saying all these teachings that the Blessed One has given us that have been covered in the sutta, one should be heedful in practicing and training in these. So he sort of summed up some of those highlights from the sutta, I believe. Like, for some reason, I lost my place there. I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's very much like summarizing the whole thing and praising the Buddha, and then... I'm not sure whether this verse is recited by the Buddha himself or being added by the whoever the compiler of this particular sutta. So very much like this is being taught to someone, right? So someone is coming to ask the question, and then Buddha is explaining to that person. So that is how it evolved. The Dotaka Sutta. Yeah. Pucchamitang Adichya Bandung Vivekang Santipadancha Mahesin. So this is being asked by those people who have come to consult the Buddha. that the Parasari's students. So
they're supposed to be, it's a mind-created Buddha that's asking the questions.
Really?
I believe that's this one. This is to originate at that same great gathering. Some deities gave rise to the thought, what is the practice for the attainment of arahantship? To make this matter clear to them in the way already explained, the Blessed One had a mind-created Buddha question him, and the discourse was spoken in response.
Right.
So that's the starts with quickly. Tuvatika.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Sutta. Yes.
That means a mind-made Buddha, mind-created Buddha is asking the questions, and the Buddha is giving the solution, answer. So one thing is that. Now, such occasions are there where Buddha finds that there is no one is capable of asking the proper question. And when the proper question is asked, only that he can give the interesting and useful answer. Otherwise, people are asking some unnecessary questions, irrelevant questions. So therefore, these kind of occasions, Buddha creates another Buddha, and he is asking to the point whatever the exactly what is necessary, and Buddha is giving the profound answer. So the others are getting the benefit by hearing that discussion. So the Purabeda Sutta is something like that. So similarly, Tuvataka Sutta is another example. Okay, then we can move to the other another next sutta. So anything else any of you to add? Okay, then we'll move to the other sutta, right? Atta Danda Sutta. So let me recite the Pali one. Atta danda bhayang jatang janang passata medagang. Sangvegang kitta issami yatha sangvijitang maya. Atta danda bhayang jatang janang passata medagang. Sangvegang kitta issami yatha sangvijitang maya. So this is the Sinhala meaning. Kayadi duscharita sankhyata atma dandane hetukata gena. දිටදම්මික හෝ සාම්ප්‍රායික වූ භය උපන. එසේවත්ම ප්‍රතිපක්ෂ වූ තෙල කලහකාරී ජනයා බලව්. මා විසින් බෝධිසත්ව භූමියේහිදී යම් පරිදි තමාම තමහට සංවේග දනව ලදනම් එපරිදි සංවේගය පවසන් නෙමි. So basically the fear arise because the people are not restrained in a way. So they have various different kinds of unwholesome activities, either through the body, either through the speech, or either through the mind. So as a result of that, either within this life or with respect to another life, to a next life, there is a fear going to arise. And those people are always confronting each other. And Buddha, before even he become enlightened, Sangvegam Kitta Issami. So he felt the sangvega, he felt the urge, he felt that this is kind of a something that we need to overcome. And sangvegam kitta issami yatha sangvijitam maya. So as a result of that, so he felt that, and now I am going to explain that to you. So he very much like contemplated the whole society and understood that people are quarreling each other, going to wars, battles within themselves. Because that their minds are not restrained, and as a result of that, there's a fear aroused, and he has seen that dart while he was a bodhisattva, and he is now going to explain how things are happening like that.
Fear has arisen from one who has taken up the rod. See the people engaged in strife. I will tell you of my sense of urgency, how I was stirred by a sense of urgency.
Please repeat. Yeah.
Fear has arisen from one who has taken up the rod.
Mm-hmm. So that means rod, a weapon. So as a result of that, the fear has arisen. Mm-hmm.
See the people engaged in strife. I will
strife.
Strife.
What's
yes.
the strife?
Struggling, fighting.
Strife.
Struggle. Some struggle.
Fighting.
Fight.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you of my sense of urgency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sangvegan kitta isami, right?
How I was stirred by a sense of urgency.
How I was stirred. Excellent. So basically, so Buddha is arousing some kind of a sangvega, sense of urgency, by seeing the nature of the society, by showing the nature of the society. So, I mean, it is quite relevant to today. Even more than the Buddha's time, it is quite relevant today, because everywhere the wars are going on, everywhere the quarrels are going on, everywhere battles are going on, every time there are someone is criticizing another one, always say quarrels are there, misunderstandings are there, arguments are there, debates are there, quarrels are there, wars are there, continuously things are happening. And you know, the weaponizing, making different disastrous kind of weapons has become a good business, and things are, that is how things are happening. So the fear arises, of course. Quite evident. So they are making the disastrous weapons now. So within a minute, the whole area, whole country can be blasted, completely destroyed. So they have that capacity. And so the fear arises, of course. So the people who are under that captivity of that another strong nation, another strong country, then the fear arises in the other side. So definitely, yeah, go ahead.
And, you know, in America, many people have weapons. You know, they have
exactly.
You can go buy a gun and, you know, you're on the street and this person may have a gun.
Exactly. So it has become a real tragic there, because recently, that's a mass shooting at many places. You know, at the colleges, at the schools, and even during the graduations in the universities, at supermarkets. So they open fire. Just a machine gun, and they blast the whole thing. So several people killed, and ultimately they kill himself also. All the police come and shoot him. So, how an innocent person, how a human being can live without fear. So everyone, as you said, everyone has these kind of very destructive weapons, and they promote the generation or manufacturing of that, and that has become a huge business. And now the countries are, now it is said that the China is going to attack Taiwan. So how the Taiwanese people will live with peace of mind? So there's a huge country as a China, as a mainland. So they are with the superpower. And the Taiwan being a small country, so they're being suppressed. So how the people, Taiwanese, can live happily? So they don't know what's going to happen. So likewise, so many such situations are there. Now they say Ukraine and Russia, and these are the ongoing examples. So likewise, everywhere, so kind of people have some strong weapons, so they are the ones going to win the battle. So they are constantly passing, or rather supplying, the weapons. Ongoing or never ending battle.
So is this only about the physical real weapons, or is it also a metaphor for like mind-made weapons or defilements?
Actually, at the moment, it is very much like Atta Danda Bhayanjatang. So currently, as far as I can see, in this particular verse, what is highlighted is the weapons. So the physical availability of various different kinds of weapons, armors, and so that is very much highlighted here. But maybe as we are continuing the sutta, there may be areas that Buddha is referring to various defilements, or the problem is very much the spiritual. Where the minds of the people are not ready to accept another person, not ready to coordinate with another person, ready to understand another person, always like one-upmanship, something like that. So likewise, the mind, these defilements are the real problem, but they never go and answer that question. So they want to find the solution through the weapons. They want to suppress another person, defeat another person. So that is the typical solution that they always are trying to get. So the inhabitants are constantly in fear.
I also had kind of the same thing. In the beginning of the sutta, it is mentioned ditta dhamma and samparayika. Mm-hmm. So if I have done something wrong or something that the fear that has, it might come back to me in this life, or maybe in another life, like attanuvadabaya or paranuvadabaya or something like that. That's what I thought. Maybe I'm wrong.
No. I mean, here still the verse didn't come to that level, but in the previous sutta, in the Tuataka sutta, that is highlighted. So here, this now we are in the context that people are in a way mad. So they are not restrained. So they are doing the unlawful things, so unethical things. Not only that, no, since they are doing these unethical things, the others are being fearful. Yeah. So they become very much not in a peaceful manner, peaceful mind, peaceful mindset. Yeah. So very, very, very valid for today. Because we never know when a nuclear bomb happen or, you know, a disaster happens. So very, you know, brink of something now going on. I heard that NATO is preparing themselves for a mass scale war. And yeah. Now China, Russia together doing their drills. Yeah. And this, North Korea also in support with Russia. So so NATO is now finding their kind of union, so that, not supremacy, like they are now trying to get the same opinion from everyone, the NATO nations, so that they have the same flag and attack whoever. So likewise, now the world is divided into two sides. Very much like, almost like in the brink of another fourth world war, almost like. Not yet started. So that's why.
Cold War times.
Now the Cold War times, yes. Yeah. So that's why, I mean, we don't know what would be the next moment. So this is the fear. So we are in a kind of uncertainty. So now, say, if you consider the Korea, so North Korea, South Korea, so they being, one country, now divided, now completely opponents, completely rival enemies. And similarly, I don't know. So Russia and Ukraine, they being one country, now complete opponents. So likewise, so this is the world we are living in. So, and Sangvegan Gitta Issami, so Buddha see it while being a bodhisattva, he see this nature in the human beings. So this is the typical mundane way of thinking, which causes a lot of tragedy to the others, fear to the others. So Buddha has seen it, and Sangvegahara has arisen in him. So that is the message in a way, as far as I can understand. So it is not that we can stop the whole world and make the whole world a peaceful place. I don't think that we can achieve that. But seeing the nature, seeing how it is going through, even during the Buddha's time, that's the nature, no? So that's why Buddha is telling. Now that is 2600 years ago. So he has seen it. Today also the same. So this human history has never changed in a way. Every time certain people are doing the same thing, mistake, everyone else is in the same kind of fearful state. Now also the same. So Buddha has seen that peril. Buddha has seen that and human nature, and urge arising in him that I need to cross over. I need to free from this, the sensual realm in a way. So this is the sensual realm. So always people have different ideas, different opinions. we can. It's very unlikely that we all can come to the same kind of a same mindset or kind of an accordance, kind of an agreement. To everybody, it's just an imagination, a kind of a fantasy, thinking that the whole countries are peaceful, helping each other and living in a beautiful manner. Just an imagination. It's really unlikely. It's not happening. So by seeing it, so you get an urgency. So this is the nature. I better find a different solution, kind of an alternative. So that's an alternative solution is what the Buddha is trying to highlight as far as I can understand. So it is not that we can make the sankharas perfect. In the ultimate sense, this is how the sankharas are operating. You know, the intentions, thoughts, the mind defilements, as you said. So that is they are the real source of turmoil, the real source of real cause of this all turmoil. So by not giving proper solution to that, you can never heal the world. So that also you have to do individually. You can't heal another person. You have to do it yourself first. Then you can be a little bit of an example. You can be a motivation to the others. If you are healed, if your mind is not now defiled, and because of you there is no fear arising among the others. Now that is also a very interesting part highlighted in a different sutta, in Bhayabhairava Sutta. In Bhayabhairava Sutta, Buddha highlights when someone becomes a sotapanna, when someone becomes a stream winner, so as a result of his attainment, the fear is not available for the others. Because he is so certain, he never kill animals intentionally. He never steal intentionally. He never go through sexual misconduct. He never lie. And he never take intoxicants. Now, when people are doing all these bad things, so then the others, the surrounding people, are in a fear. Now, when one becomes a sotapanna, he is quite certain now these kind of misdeeds are not going to happen through him. So the others, whoever associating, are in a peace. So they know that this person has become a peaceful person, harmless person. So that is beautifully highlighted in the. You can come closer. So this is highlighted in the Bhayabhairava Sutta. Let me find out. That's also a good one.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if it is just about physical violence with weapons or also like emotional violence, which also makes people fear, like shouting at a kid. This is fearing the kid a lot. Mm-hmm. So same same principle.
Mm. Mm, that's also another aspect that we can think of. So not only in the large scale, a country or a person or a leader threatening another nation. So within a family, how a father or mother threatening the children. That's also there. A husband threatening the wife or wife threatening the husband. That's also there.
Two adults,
yeah. So every time, either it's in the very minimalistic scale or in the large scale. So this is Pancha Bhayavera Sutra. So this is what I was telling. So let me explain it in how it is mentioned. Athako anathapindiko gahapati yena bhagava tenupa sankami. So that means anathapindika, he approached the Buddha. Upasankamittam bhagavantam abhivadetva ekamantam nisidi. So he went close to him and he paid respect to the Buddha and sat aside. Ekamantan nisinnanko anathapindikam gahapatim bhagava etada vocha. So when he is ready, so now Buddha is preaching anathapindika. Yathoko gahapati aryasavakassa pancha bhayani verani vupasannani honti. Yathoko gahapati aryasavakassa pancha bhayani verani vupasantani honti. So that means, here the householder, in the noble person, pancha bhayani, five kinds of fears, and the causing revengeful thoughts are subsided. Upasantani. Very much like they are now not available. චතුහිච සෝතාපට්ටි අංගේහි සමන්නාගතෝ හෝති and he is with the four kinds of qualities which are unique to a sotapanna ariyo chassa nyayo paññāya sudditto hoti suppati viddo that's a very interesting part where he has seen the noble theory or noble principle of ariyo chassa nyayo this is actually referring the parisamuppada so he has seen clearly the noble theory how to say it's not the theory principle noble dhamma we can say truth noble truth not exactly the four noble truths here referring he is actually referring the parisamuppada so that's the causal arising of things so that is the ariya chassanyayo so he has seen it very clearly paññāya sudittho so through his wisdom he has properly seen it well seen it and suppati viddo he has penetrated that so ākhaṅkamāno attanāva attānaṁ vyākareya so he can now have a internal introspection kīna nirayomī so I have released from the hell realm kīna tirachāna yoniyo so I have released from the animal realm kīna petti visayo I have released from the ghostly realm and kīna apāya duggati vinipātu so I am free from the whatever the lower realms sotāpanno hamasmi so I have now become a stream winner avinipāta dhammo not going back not reversing niyato sambodhi parayano definite for the full enlightenment so kind of a raw Ryan's raw that he's making so Buddha say katamani pancha bhayani verani upasannani honti now he's explaining what are the five fears that he has abandoned yangahapati panaatipati panaatipata paccaya dittakammikampi bhayang veram pasavati samparayikampi bhayang veram pasavati චේතසිකම්පි දුක්ඛං දෝමනස්සං පරිසංවේදේති පාණාතිපාතා පටිවිරතස්ස ඒවං තම් භයං වේරං වූපසන්නං හෝති so that means so now Buddha is telling as a result of the panaatipata as a result of killing animals within this life also there is a fear arising සම්පරායිකම්පි භයං වේරං පසවති even for the future lives there's a fear arise චේතසිකම්පි දුක්ඛං දෝමනස්සං පරිසංවේදේති So within himself there's an inner burning, mental burning going on when he is conducting that particular activity. Chesikampi dukkhan domanasam parisangvedeti. Panatipata pativiratasya evang tang bhayang verang upasantang hoti. So when he has completely abandoned, restraining himself by not conducting any of this killing, so that fear, that revenge is not available in him. So likewise all five, you know the five panchasila, පනාතිපාතා දින්නාදාන කාමේසු මිච්ඡාචාරා මුසාවාදා සුරාමේරේ මජ්ජපමා දට්ඨාන so all that are mentioned here so that means so Buddha is giving a kind of a solution a spiritual solution so if one has attained that so he can't do that kind of a mass scale killing isn't it so then if he is in a supermarket assume that's a noble person is in a supermarket then the others can't no need to be a fear of he will never kill He will never steal. He will never engage in sexual misconduct. He will never cheat or lie purposely, knowingly. And he will never use the intoxicants. So it's a very interesting part how a spiritual person, he is giving kind of a opportunity for others to live harm in a more peaceful manner, in a trustworthy manner, because he is now harmless. Very interesting. Now the complete opposite is here mentioned. Atta dandam bayan jatam pasata medagam. Now here is Buddha saying, okay, there are people who are with weapons. So they generate fear in the others. So seeing that, there's an urgency arousing in me. Now Buddha is talking, while I was a bodhisattva, that urgency has arisen in me because now this is a kind of a ill nature of the human beings. Very interesting. පංච භය වේර සූත්‍ර ඉන්සින් සංයුත්ත නිකාය අභිසමය සංයුත්ත ගහපති වග්ග සංයුත්ත නිකාය අභිසමය සංයුත්ත ගහපති වග්ග. So that is in the connected discourses. In the Abhisamaya Sanyukta is, I don't know the English term for that. Probably you can check in the Bhikkhu Bodhi's book, Connected Discourses. Let me see, I might have it. Gahapati Vagga. So here actually going the Nidana Sanyukta, householder. Right, got it. This is actually available in the Bhikkhu Bodhi's book, Connected Discourses of the Buddha, page 578. Page 578, Connected Discourses of the Buddha, Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation. So let me recite that, tell that also. Five fearful animosities. So Bhikkhu Bodhi has translated that sutta like that. Five fearful animosities. At Savatthi, then the householder Anathapindika approached the Blessed One, paid homage to him, and sat down to one side. The Blessed One then said to him, householder, when five fearful animosities have subsided in a noble disciple, and he possesses the four factors of stream entry, and he has clearly seen and thoroughly penetrated with wisdom the noble method, that thing has mentioned as noble method. What's the Pali term that... Ariyochasa Nyayo. So the Ariyo, the noble method, he has translated as Chasa Nyayo. Has penetrated with wisdom the noble method. If he wishes, he could by himself declare of himself, I am one finished with hell, finished with the animal realm, finished with the domain of ghosts, finished with the plane of misery, the bad destinations. The nether world. I am a stream enterer, no longer bound to the nether world, fixed in destiny, with enlightenment as my destination. And what are the five fearful animosities that have subsided? Householder, one who destroys life engenders. On account of such behavior, fearful animosity pertaining to the present life. And fearful animosity pertaining to the future life. And he experiences mental pain and displeasure. Thus, for one who abstains from destroying life, this fearful animosity has subsided. So, very much like Buddha refers even to himself, isn't it? So, Buddha refers even to himself when someone is conducting such kind of an activity. So, he himself is burning. And within this life also he has something burning going on. And also he himself is having a lot of fear. Assume that he kills someone. And now probably he may have to be careful because the person who being killed and his parents or his relations or friends also may come and attack him. So he is also in a kind of a fear. And next life also he has to go through the repercussions, the consequences. So that is also another thing that causing fear. But if he is not doing that, his mind is peaceful. So there is no one, I mean, the others can attack, but that's a different story. But he hasn't given any kind of fear to the others. So as a result of that, his mind is quite peaceful. And he don't need to afraid that thinking that there is someone going to attack me because I attack him. There is no such kind of a revengeful thing going on. And for the next life also, he is completely free from that because internally he is peaceful and there is no, and here actually referring the Sotapanna, so he is quite sure that I am not going to hell realm, never. So that's kind of an assurance, something very, very important. That is actually Buddha mentioned, even it's more than important, I mean it's much better than being a universal monarch. Will turn in monarch to be a stream winner. So if one can become a stream winner, it is much better, important, useful than even being a will turn in monarch. Because will turn in monarch can change to another, another completely can go to hell realm, the next life. not guaranteed. But here, if one becomes a stream winner, so that's a full assurance is there that you are going to in the proper side. So that is irreversible kind of thing. So likewise, in this particular sutta, five fearful animosities, in that sutta, Buddha talks about this five precepts, not killing, not stealing, not conducting sexual misconduct, not lying, and not taking intoxicants. Anything else?
In turn, gives us the idea, like, if we have the fear for the next life, because if we have something in this life, which may be a result or a consequence that we have done something in our past lives.
That also there, yes. Now, when one killing, suppose that we are doing some killing, say you are a butcher, for example. So you are working for a butchery, right? Big meat shop, and you are killing animals, killing cows, killing cocks, what's that? Yeah, cocks, no? Chicken and all these things. Now, if we are doing that frequently, so it becomes one of your, say, major karma. So if you happen to have next life, say another future life, so it is said that you are having very short life. Lifespan become less. Even if you are born as a human being, you may go through maybe accident or kind of a disease, so that you can't spend your whole lifespan. So that is one disadvantage, one consequence that you get as a result of this killing, for example. So similarly for the stealing, there are such kind of consequences are mentioned, sexual misconduct also, lying also, and to the intoxicants also. So, I mean, even though right now it appear like giving some kind of satisfaction, it has very far consequences, and that sometimes we can't immediately understand how it's going to happen. But that's a karma. So we can't immediately understand, but they are there. Such certain suttas actually explain how one can become short-lived, and terminal illness are there, and you may be born into hell realm, and only if you come to the human realm, again you still have this short life, and you can't succeed in the continuation of life. In between, you're being killed. Now, when we were talking this, now you know the Venerable Mahamoggallana. So in a previous life, he actually tortured his parents. So that even has come to his last birth. So he's being killed by the other gangsters kind of thing. So it has happened. So this kind of acts or this kind of karma has a certain amount of gravity, a huge gravity. So even one becomes an arahant, still some remainings are there. Certain amount of consequences are there. You can't completely abandon them. Something like that is there. So shall we get into the next one? So next verse. Pandanang pajang diswa macche appo dake yata. Very interesting simile. Anyamanyehi vyaruddhe diswa mang bhaya mavisi. Pandamanang pajang diswa macche appo dake yata. Anyamanyehi vyaruddhe diswa mang bhaya mavisi. So single meaning, diyatteka masun men, trushnadien salena satya deka, ununha pilimalvun deka, biya makara pamaniye, mata biya upana. So it's very much like Buddha is explaining as a bodhisattva how he is contemplating the human nature and how the urgency arising within him. So here he giving a very beautiful example. Now there's a little water available, but fish is there. But water is now reducing. No water now, but many fish available. Now they are struggling to live. No water. So now they are in a real turmoil. Pandamanam pajandisal macche appo dake yata. So the people are also like that now. human beings are also like that. They are, you know, struggling to live because others are suppressing, others are putting huge pressure. They are telling that I am going to kill you, we are going to attack you. So the people are being such kind of a situation like the fish in a little water. You see how beautifully we can recognize how fish being taken away from water, how he is struggling now to survive. Now, you know, in Russia, so in Ukraine, they have destroyed a dam, a huge dam. So now the water flowing, the whole area, many, many villages are being flooded. Now people are rushing away using boats and all the things, and they are rushing away to survive because water is coming. Whole villages, whole cities are being submerged. Submerged, right? The term? Submerged. Washed away, submerged. So now people are running away to survive. The same thing like how fish trying to survive in a little water. Same thing. Now even in Sri Lanka, now say when terrorists are attacking, many villagers are, you know, fleeing in search of life, fleeing to a safe side because they are firing, they are firing. They are telling, okay, I am going to take your son, I am going to take your daughter, we are going to attack you. So they are fleeing, they are everything and leaving aside all the, say, house and lands and everything, they are fleeing. Everywhere, something like that. And now Buddha is telling, Pandamanam pajandiswa macche apodake yata anya manyehi vyaruddhe. So they are, you know, having animosities within themselves. Rivalries among themselves. Diswa mam bhaya mavisi. So by seeing this, a fear arrives in me. So he sees the human nature. And this is not a good place for us to live. In the sense. This is not a safe place. This human realm is not a safe, beautiful, peaceful place for us to continue the life. Again, coming back and living another life. So likewise, it is not a kind of a peaceful, fabulous place to invite another person. Yeah, just come here. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Very, very, unreliable. Now, sometimes people, when they are with a lot of luxuries and some good fortune, they may think, okay, now it's really interesting and marvelous and wonderful, and I am going to have that same thing forever. Never know. Say for example, Ukraine's. It's a very beautiful country, powerful country. Who thought that they are going through this kind of a problem, isn't it? Same thing. Now say next time China attacks Taiwan. Taiwan being a very interesting, developing country, peaceful country. What's going to happen to them? And say now the others, will they just allow China to do that? When another, maybe US going to attack China. Then the whole world in a huge war, then everybody will be in a real turmoil. Then we also suffer nothing to eat. And we are asking, okay, this and that and no petrol, and you know, in the huge queues for petrol. Very interesting. So when this, you know, the superpowers are in conflict, so the whole world going to be in a conflict. A kind of a problem is aggravating, propagating actually. Anything that, please recite the meaning.
Having seen the population trembling like a fish in a pool with little water, having seen them hostile to one another, fear came upon me.
Very interesting. Seeing the human nature, understanding human nature. Now see, we think these problems are available only today, that Buddha's time is really peaceful. But now Buddha is telling, I have seen this as a bodhisattva. You know that during Buddha, when he was alive, King Vidudaba is going to attack the Sakyan. Have you heard? Now he is taking a huge battalion and he is going to attack the Sakyans. Now Buddha see the danger to the Sakyans, and he try to interrupt. He just sit when they are arriving leafless tree, under a leafless tree. So there Vidyodhava king is arriving and he's asking, Bhante, there are very interesting, you know, bush available, shades available. Why are you sitting here? And he's saying, even the wind coming from the Sakyan region is pleasant to me. Now he understood, okay, he's not happy about attacking his clan. So he returned back. The whole army returned back. Another time, they are coming. Next time also, Buddha does the same thing. Next time also go. Now, third time also, they are coming. And Buddha reflects, now is it proper to do this? He found that Sakyans also have certain karma to go through. He stopped. He didn't interrupt. So he go there, kill the whole clan. While Buddha is alive, King Vidudava. So the Sakyan family, Sakyan clan, this whole Sakyan clan be assassinated by King Vidudava while Buddha was living. You can imagine the situation. That's a situation. During the Buddha's time also, wars and battles are, it's there. That's the human history. So human history is a bloody history. It is not something. So that is what we need to understand. It is not a safe place for us to continue, but something that we need to understand the nature, proper, you know, the human, the defilements, how the defiled minds are operating and how they are killing each other, rivalries among themselves, and it is producing kind of a fear, and that you are using as an urgency to cross over, to find an alternative solution. So that's what I think is much better to understand. So it is not that we can immediately interrupt and try to make an entirely peaceful world, rather seeing this human nature, how things are going on, how continuous this kind of corruptions and all the battles are going on, internal burning is going on. Now you are trying to find a way out. Anything else, Aspa, you need to add?
Add the Bhikkhu Bodhi, having seen the population trembling, trembling with craving, trembling with views, trembling with defilements, trembling with misconduct, trembling with endeavor, trembling with results, trembling with lust, hatred and delusion, trembling with birth, old age, illness and death, trembling with the suffering of hell, of the animal realm, of the realm of afflicted spirits, of the human realm, trembling because of the suffering due to the death of relatives, the loss of wealth, the loss due to illness, the loss of good behavior, the loss of right view. Like a fish in a pool with little water, as a fish in a place with little water where the water is evaporating, trembling while being attacked, picked up and eaten by crows, herons, and storks. So this population trembles with the trembling of craving, the loss of right view.
Excellent. Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, we can take the picture of how a little, the innocent fish, they are trying to survive with little water and crows are coming and catching them. Same thing. Now, say a particular country is struggling economic problems. So another influential country is coming and put a lot of constraints, sanctions, and they are trying to grab the resources. Same thing. No much difference. Same thing. Anyway, so we have spent 1 hour. I think rather than going to another verse, probably we can stop here. So thanks for all of your participation. I'd like to invite Venerable Dhamma Vijita to share the merits.
Sadhu, 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 Bhante. We'd like to share these merits with everybody, all beings, all those in need of merits, and we'll recite the traditional verses.